Jamaica welcomes the delegation of Seychelles and thanks them for the update on the situation of human rights in that country. We note that since its last review in 2011, Seychelles has made strides in reforming and enhancing its legislation and enacting new laws in a wide range of sectors, and that these efforts have been in collaboration with civil society and supported by the OHCHR, other UN agencies, and the Commonwealth. We commend Seychelles for the creation by Cabinet of the Seychelles Human Rights Treaty Committee and recommend continued collaboration with the UN to improve the submission of human rights reports. We note the array of measures taken to safeguard and enhance the rights of the child, such as the Parenting Education Program, one-on-one sensitization sessions for parents on child rights, and the very innovative Respite Care Program. Also noteworthy is the sensitization program on the reproductive health of women and girls with disabilities and other measures aimed at improving the situation of persons with disabilities. Jamaica recommends that Seychelles provide children with disabilities greater access to facilities as well as to public transportation and public buildings, as recommended by the Committee on the Rights of the Child and in keeping with the government's existing thrust. Jamaica commends Seychelles for reducing licensing fees for media establishments and implementing a code of conduct for media houses. Also commendable are the range of initiatives to rehabilitate, reintegrate, and improve quality of life for prison inmates. We recommend that Seychelles prioritize the implementation of a formal education program for incarcerated men, women, and youth, with appropriate support from the private sector and civil society. Jamaica commends our sister small island developing state for its advocacy on behalf of SIDS, the blue economy, climate change, and strides made in renewable energy, and wishes Seychelles all the best in this current review. I thank you.